Please don't wait till it's too late. Call McIntyre Elder Law.
Hi, I'm Jordan Bentley, one of the attorneys here at McIntyre Elder Law, and I'm sitting down today with Ms. Jane Deerwester for today's Elder Law Report. Jane and I are the two newest attorneys, newest members of the McIntyre Elder Law team, and we thought it'd be a good idea, Jane thought it'd be a good idea for us to sit down and talk a little bit about our past experience, what we bring to the table at this firm, and how our legal experience and specifically our backgrounds in litigation and in the courtroom have come into play in estate planning and in elder law. So Jane, why don't you talk a little bit about what you know, your experience and background?
Yeah, thank you, Jordan, and good morning. I thought this was a great way both for Jordan and I connect and get to know each other a little bit more, but also for y'all to get to know us as part of the McIntyre Elder Law team. Again, my name's Jane Deerwester. I've been an attorney here in Western North Carolina for the past 20 years. My experience is everything from criminal defense to transactional real estate. I used to be a closing attorney. And then after the housing crisis, or during the housing crisis, I did foreclosure defense and a lot of real estate distressed debt litigation. And then the firm I was working with at that time was a litigation law firm based in Asheville. So I've done all kinds of business and real estate related litigation. I've done municipal law. So I really have kind of a sprinkling of a lot of different things. I also have a background in consumer law, settling consumer debts. And now I'm leading McIntyre's litigation division. And we're really excited about this and hopeful about bringing more litigation, handling more elder law litigation throughout the firm. And I'm based in the Hendersonville office and just really liking it. I enjoy our team here and bringing all of my real estate background here, I've noticed, has been very helpful. I'm learning a lot literally every day about elder law, doing real estate law. There was always a little bit where we would bump up against elder law, but there's so much in the realm of elder law and estate planning. Like I said, I don't know about you, Jordan, but I'm learning something new literally every day, and it's really great.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said, and I know it's a big push for our firm that, you know, we're going to grow this litigation arm that we have, so to speak. And that kind of stuff is right. We're talking about people contesting wills, guardianships, people, you know, oral wills, trying to get those certified by the court, just all types of things that we run into, people challenging powers of attorney. There's definitely a lot of litigation and a lot of court cases, right, on to get to the point. And we are in court quite a bit. I know Jane is specifically. I also have experience as a closing attorney. When I first moved to North Carolina a handful of years ago, that was the first firm I worked at here. And what I've noticed a lot, like Jane said, is I used to do, you know, closings or do title searches for properties passing through probate, or someone would come in and want to deed their property to their children. And that background has really come in handy. I sit down with people every day and we talk about what kind of deed work we need to do, how they own the property, right? We're looking at people's deeds as we talk to them and figuring out the best way to pass whatever interest they have, making sure they have interest. After I did real estate closings, I spent 2 to 3 years doing family law. And just to relate that to this deed work we're talking about, you know, people every day ask, you know, the house is in my name. I want to go ahead and deed it to my son in just his name. Well, your wife, right, has to sign that deed, because when you own it, she has a marital interest. And then what I really enjoy explaining to people, because so many people don't know, is that when you go ahead, however we do it, when that property passes to your child, right, their spouse has an interest in it too. That's definitely something that I knew coming in, based on my closing experience. I'm sure you dealt with that too, but I like, teaching and explaining to people things that they don't know.
Yeah.
That's one example, you know, one common misconception, I guess, how you could say it. Another one that we were talking about this morning, had to do with powers of attorney, right? And spouses. I know a lot of people come in and they think, I don't need a power of attorney. I'm married, right? My wife's got my back, or my husband will take care of it. He does the financial stuff. And that's not the case, is it?
Right. And I noticed when we do our live seminars in the community, when I mention that fact, say, hey, if you're married, how many people think if you're married, your spouse can do whatever they need to do on your behalf? And pretty much everyone raises their hand. And when I say, just let me tell you, that's not the case, the mm-hmm. shock and awe on everyone's face, that is something that is a very powerful misconception. And then the other one I was sharing as well is I have people respond to say, well, I don't have to worry about probate because I have a will.
Yeah, that's
so obvious. A will does not avoid probate. A will is actually the guide through probate. So there are a lot of, DIY folks out there, right, that are asked, can I just get a will off the internet? Or can I just get this off the internet? And people ask me this in litigation context too. I said, look, if you want to take your phone into court and have Siri talk to the judge for you, have at it. I don't think you're going to have a very good day in court with Siri. So please rely on a professional to do professional work. So sometimes people have sticker shock or are averse to, paying a few hundred or a couple thousand dollars for estate work. But Jordan and I think both can tell you that we've already seen, even in our short time here, that when you see somebody who does have a plan in place versus someone who doesn't, what happens with their family that they leave behind is very, very different scenario.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to rope that back into litigation, where you and I find ourselves a lot, would be, you want to make sure not only that you have a will and you have that in place, but that you are you have those things in place. You have the power of attorney, you have a will in place to avoid the cost of litigation. You said sticker shock, and my brain immediately went to the cost of litigation, right? You're paying for attorneys to go to court, you're paying court fees, you're taking time off work to go to court yourself.
Yes. It can be 10 times more or more, right, than the average estate plan that we put together versus cost of litigation. Mm-hmm. They are astronomically different. So the money that you would put in to get your plan in place and have this, not only peace of mind and security and be able to avoid a lot of the drama and court process, if you don't do it or you think I'll do it later, we never know when something is going to happen. And again, cost of litigation, although we like being in court, we like doing our job that way, I think I speak for myself. I'm very tuned in to how expensive it is. And it's just necessary, right? It is not quick or easy. I tell people this at the front end of litigation all the time. This is not quick or easy. The average superior court case takes 18 to 24 months to work its way through court. And that's if you're lucky. I have cases that have gone on 6 years, 8 years. I mean, this can be a huge commitment. And exactly what you said, Jordan, not just of your money, but your time, the amount of time. We don't just take your litigation case and then you disappear. You need to be engaged with us throughout the litigation. You have to have your deposition taken, potentially. You have to sit under oath and answer questions under oath. There's written discovery. There's a lot of homework. There's a lot of homework involved. We want to try to avoid that. But
I say this to our clients now, and I've been saying it since I started practicing, whether that was in family law or real estate. I will advocate for you. I will go to court. Our firm will go to court for you. We'll fight for you. And I think it's fun. To me, it's almost similar in my brain to playing sports, which I did growing up. The judge says, let's go, gives you that nod. And it's kind of like the whistle going off. I enjoy it. I get an adrenaline rush. I love advocating for people. I love advocating for our clients. But at the end of the day, I'd rather not be there because it's better off if we handle it on the front end and having it, whether that's an estate plan in place, an agreement to transfer property or whatever you're trying to do. It's much better to work it out ahead of time. But if we can't, or if you can, or if you don't want to, we'll absolutely go to court for you. We'll absolutely advocate for you. We'll fight our tails off. But that should be, and in my opinion, is option two. Option one is to have the right plans in place, the right documents in place, the right tools in place ahead of time to avoid anything like that. And I think we preach that or advise that almost every day.
Yeah. Yeah. I tend to agree. And what do they say? Best attorneys stay out of court. So we try to stay out of court, but we've still got to go. This is part of it. Like you said, it's like game time. Or for me, I think of it like this is the performance. Mm-hmm. This is the play. This is the performance part of it. And yeah, I really appreciate working with our clients. And I like that we have those of us, the attorneys especially, we all have different backgrounds and come in with our different backgrounds and can contribute to the overall experience. And we all collaborate with each other. We have an attorney chat that thread that's going in the background where if something comes up, we can reach out very quickly and easily to each other and say, hey, have you ever had this happen? Or do you know a case? Can you refer me to a case on this? So having that collaborative environment is just amazing. I really love that about this firm, that we all collaborate and help each other out. And I think that makes for a great overall product and overall result that comes out of it.
Yeah, Brenton Begley, you know, the other attorney in the Shelby office with me, you know, we'll sit in on appointments together, talk to clients together, and some of them say, oh, I'm getting the 2-for-1. Yes. You're getting the whole firm.
Right.
You know,
true.
All the attorneys collaborate. Like Jane said, we have a chat or a thread. We text or call each other all day to collaborate on things or give advice. And then we also have an awesome team of parents.
Their staff is incredible. It's not just the attorneys. Mm-hmm. They're staff members that know way more than I do about various areas. So I very often rely on our staff.
All that to say, right, you really do, if you work with us, get the whole McIntyre Elder Law team, whether that is planning in advance or whether we're going to court. No matter what stage of your issue or your plan you're trying to figure out or resolve, you get the whole team, and our whole team is knowledgeable, has experience, whether that be from different, you know, areas of law or different backgrounds, or we have some people who have been doing estate law for a decade or more. And if you add that all together, I really think that we have a powerhouse of a team. And I've enjoyed being here every day.
Yeah. Awesome. Same. All right. Well, thank you so much for jumping on and catching up.
Yeah, it was great to talk to you.
Yeah, this is wonderful. So for those of you all watching this, thank you for listening. And any estate planning or elder law questions that you have, you can contact any of our offices. We've got offices in Hendersonville, where I am, Shelby, where Jordan and Brenton are, and then in Charlotte with Sam and Greg.
And we hope to see you guys in the office and would love to help in any way we can.
That's right. Cheers. Have a great day.
You as well, Jane.
All right. Bye-bye.
We put off planning till things get slow. Tomorrow's never promised today. Don't get too busy and let it all slip away. Please don't wait till it's too late. Call McIntyre Elder Law. Foundational planning or more complex, we can help when you're perplexed. If a loved one needs long-term care, we can help avoid some of the scare. Please don't wait till it's too late. Call McIntyre Elder Law. Estate planning benefits and even probate, we take the planning piece off your plate. If you or your spouse were in the military, we can help with benefits for your family. Please don't wait till it's too late. Call McIntyre Elder Law.